All of us, maybe with the exception of some of the children here, all of us know quite a bit about monthly bills. You know, we all get them. It's the electricity bill. It's the cable bill. It's the cell phone bill. It's the house payment or the rent on the house. It's the car payment. You know, we have a variety of those things that come into us all the time. Now, St. Paul lived in a very different time. I really doubt if he had monthly bills. But he has a lot to teach us. He has that line in there, "Owe no one anything but the debt to love one another." We might ask ourselves, why did Paul focus on that so much? That we are to owe no one anything but that debt of love. Well, if you pause and think about it a moment, isn't all of our lives, all that we are, all that we have, the overflowing of the love of God? If it wasn't for a God who wanted to share his love, there would be nothing. All creation comes forth from the love of God. And therefore, if we are to live in harmony with that creation, if we are to somehow live in accord with the purpose for which God created us and made us, then we must be a people who are loving. Sometimes, though, love is something like paying those monthly bills. Not always easy. And it's not easy to pay those bills when the money runs short. When you have to decide, okay, what am I going to have to do without this month? Or what am I going to have to not pay this month so I can pay something else? Paying those bills can cost us, not just from our bank account, but can cost us in the terms of anxiety and even giving up things that we might want or might even feel we need. One of the differences, though, about love, it is a daily thing. You know, we pay those bills once a month. But the love we owe to one another is something that must be part of our daily lives. Now, I'm not speaking here about falling in love. That's a different experience. And usually that's not, at least immediately, too costly. It's good feelings, warm feelings. I'm speaking about the love that costs, and that sometimes costs us very dearly. As I was thinking about all of this, a couple examples of costly love came to mind. I remember in another parish, there was a young girl, and I honestly can't remember how old she was. She was severely handicapped. I don't think she ever walked. She never talked. I think she had very little, if any, awareness of people around her. You couldn't tell her age by looking at her body, because she was so much smaller than what her age was. But when that young girl was getting close to death, the whole family was there in the hospital room, and they stayed there with her. They loved that little girl. And it must have been a costly love. because they cared for her from the moment of her birth. She never did anything for herself. And yet you knew the love that they had for her. I was thinking of another example. This is another parish, early in my priesthood. I got to know this family only when an elderly aunt from New York City came to live with them to be cared for. This woman and her family cared for this woman until she died, and she was a difficult woman. She had an obsessive-compulsive personality. And you know how they are, you know, always checking the doors to make sure they're locked and the switches to make sure they're off. Sometimes 2, 3, 4 times a night, they're checking things. And this is the kind of person that they were caring for. Well, she died, but that wasn't the end of it. Soon her elderly husband, who she married late in life, was ill. And he too came from the East, and she cared for him until he died. And then there was another woman, and I can't remember the relationship, but this woman was dying of cancer, and she came also from far away. And this woman cared for her in her home until she died. I remember she was the first person I ever brought Eucharist to under the form of the precious blood, because she could no longer swallow anything solid. But again, that love that costs. Love costs us, and yet that is what we are asked to do, because that is what Jesus has done for us. He's loved us even when it cost him. And that's the kind of love he asks us to have for one another. Costly love. Love that sacrifices. Love that gives of ourselves. Spends of ourselves for the sake of the other. If you go to the gospel reading today, it speaks to us of a very particular form of that kind of love. A kind of love that I don't know anybody that really likes to do. That is what they call fraternal correction. That is when I see somebody and I know that they're doing something that is wrong, that is damaging them spiritually. And I go to that person and try to say to them, this you should not be doing. This is harming you. This is harming others. None of us want to do that. And yet Jesus is pointing us to doing that. And if you think about it, that is the highest form of love. Do I love you enough that when I see you doing something that is destroying your very life, your very spirituality, your very relationship with God, do I love you enough to say something to you, to try to persuade you to let go of whatever it is? And we have to do that with great care. First of all, we have to have that deep awareness that I too am a sinner. I too have weaknesses and errors in my life. We can't go to them with a, I'm better than you. But as fellow travelers on the way to the kingdom of heaven, we must go prayerfully, really asking God to guide us and the words we speak, the way we approach them. And even if they do not listen to us, that doesn't mean that we should not have done it. It's interesting that in that gospel passage, the next section that follows is, wherever 2 or 3 are gathered in my name in prayer, there I am in the midst of them. And when somebody won't listen to us, then it's time that we pray for them and ask God to touch them in ways that we are unable to do so. I want to tie in the first reading now. Remember in that first reading, it's Jeremiah. And it says that he is to be a watchman to the house of Israel. And that if he fails to speak, and because of his failure someone dies spiritually, he will be held responsible. You know, we all have a prophetic office in virtue of our baptism. Each and every one of us is called to speak the word of God. And so you and I are called at times to speak God's word to others, to warn them, to advise them, to strengthen them. It is our prophetic vocation. Not an easy one, but the highest form of love. When we care for someone so much that we want to see them on the road to the kingdom of heaven. And if we look around us, the needs are abundant. There's addictions. There's promiscuity. There's people putting things ahead of persons. Wealth in front of family. There's much of that happening in our culture. Can we prayerfully, can we lovingly speak to one another and try to help one another walk in that road to the kingdom of heaven? If we're honest, we all need that help, because each and every one of us at times begins to stray away. Jesus invites us, the scriptures invite us, to be truly loving to one another, even when that love can cost us dearly.